My Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
And not only is China expanding, we're optimistic as well. Are these good times or are these good times?
Well, we think they're going to be good times because what is fizzing, it's fizzing, Mike, is business confidence. Another big lift in optimism that's just coming out of the ANZ Business Outlook. So it's hit another fresh high. So headline business optimism up another 5 points. To plus six in October. That is the highest we have seen it since, Mike, since March 2014. Can you even remember what you were doing in March 2014?
I mean, that
was a decade.
Talking to you. Eh?
Exactly.
Those were the days.
Is that sad or what? Anyway, I just want to sort of pivot back here, Mike, to the theme or to the question about this, you know, is the here and now diverging from expectations, because common wisdom or common sense sort of suggests that it is, because, you know, business confidence is absolutely flying, but we'll probably still get negative growth in Q3. But, and here's the big but, we're actually in Q4 now, and we may not be diverging to the same degree that it was. So there's been a lift, and one of the indicators here that I look at is there's been a lift in expected own activity and reported past activity. So expected own activity is up 8 points to minus 11. That's the highest it's been since March. It's moving in the right direction. The lift in reported activity also from minus 18.5 to minus 10.5. And the important thing about that is reported past activity is real. That's stuff that's actually happening. It's not what you think is going to happen. Unfortunately, both of those indicators are still in negative territory, so they're just not as ugly as they were. But there's a shift there. Now, if I look at pricing intentions, this is another interesting one. There's a small lift in pricing intentions. So it's at 44% of respondents intending to raise prices. So a question to ponder here, particularly if you are the Reserve Bank, is to what degree will a pickup in activity prompt people or business to lift prices and try and recover some of the margin that they've been losing over the course of this year? And unfortunately, that's inflationary. But stepping back and looking at all the results, a lot of the indicators are moving in the right direction. Export intentions, plus 17, high since 2018. And one bit I was interested, one point of interest, residential construction. It's at plus 38. It's holding on to recent gains. Not only that, it's also quite optimistic. Thing is, it's a bit hard to see activity in residential construction picking up in the short, picking up materially in the short term, you know, because there's a process to go through, and building consents are still very weak. But what that is, Mike, is evidence that it's coming off a very low base. In other words, things couldn't get any worse. And we're seeing that in some of the retail respondents as well. But what we are looking forward to, Mike, we are looking forward to actual activity catching up to expectations.
Well,
that'd be great.
Hope so. Sooner the better. Quickly run us through the big boys.
The big boys, Microsoft. So, yeah, a bit of an ugly night in the tech mega cap sector of the US share market. So Microsoft yesterday, after we spoke, it was actually an earnings beat, Mike. The result was better than expectations. Cloud business was strong, big beneficiary of the AI boom. They're also an investor in OpenAI, but lots of competition in that space, as we've been talking, Amazon, Alphabet. Earnings per share, $3.30, expect to come in at $3.10. Revenue, $65.6 billion. It was expected to come in at $64.5. But after hours trading was weak, and when I look at the share price overnight, those shares have fallen over 5%. So the issue here is a specific one for them, weaker outlook for Azure, their cloud computing division. It had been growing at 34-35% a quarter, now forecasting to grow sort of just over 30, 31, 32. You also had Meta, Facebook overnight. They're down, shares down 4% as well. Again, they beat analyst expectations. The problem here, Mike, and it's a specific issue that has spilled over into the broader concern, you get the company, you get Zuckerberg warning of further heavy expenditure on AI.
Yeah.
And so people are saying, well, what return are you getting out of it? They're also spending a lot of money on the metaverse, Mike. And I have to admit, in my age, I don't understand the metaverse.
Well, neither do they, because have you seen how much they're losing?
Yeah, but are you going to sit? You're going to go into a virtual office and have a virtual cup of coffee? I don't get it. I don't get it. But maybe I'm too old. You know.
No, I don't think so, Andrew. You're young and vibrant, and that's why we love you. What
young,
are the numbers?
Vibrant. Okay. The Dow Jones is down 200 points, 41,942. It's about 0.5%. The S&P 500 is down 1.36%, 5734. But the Nasdaq has been smacked. It's down 2.25%. It's down more, actually, earlier on, 18,190. The FTSE 100 overnight. Hey, guess what? Spending a whole heap of money is inflationary. Who would have thought?
Tell Adrian that.
It's down 50 points, 8110. The Nikkei is down 0.5% as well, 39,081. Shanghai Composite was up 0.4%, 3279. The Aussies lost 20 points yesterday on the ASX 200, 8160. And the NZX 50 fell 56 points, 12,638. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar on the wholesale markets will get you 0.5947 US, 0.9079 Aussie, 0.5486 euro, 0.4631 against the pound, 90.82 Japanese yen. Gold just coming off a little bit, $2,740. And Brent crude closing the week, $73.13.
Look forward to your company next week. Andrew Kelleher, best in the business, jmiwealth.co.nz.